So today I'm chatting to Mia, who's the lead singer of Shake It Off, the Taylor Swift tribute band. Mia, thank you for sitting down with us today.
Yeah, no worries at all. Nice
Awesome.
chat.
So Mia, how'd you get started as a lead singer of the Taylor Swift tribute band?
Yeah, well, I actually first started doing it around 2014. Different band, different sort of time. She only had five albums out at
Yeah.
that time. So yeah, I was doing that when I was still in school, which was, which was pretty cool. And then got out of high school and then COVID hit. And then now I'm getting back into it. So yeah, it's good fun. It's a bit nostalgic for me, but I did have to learn a whole lot of new songs because she's brought another five albums out since I last did the show. So
Wow, yeah.
yeah.
And how was it learning all the new songs? Like, how do you
Yeah,
remember
no,
so many
it's
lyrics?
good. The lyrics, yeah, well, she's very clever with her songwriting. I've always thought that that's been one of that's sort of what's made her an artist compared to sort of, I guess, just another pop star, if you know what I
Yeah.
mean. So the way she writes her songs, it's very rhythmic with the words, and I think it really sort of is evident in if you watch videos of like her audiences singing, especially surprise songs that aren't hits.
Yeah.
Everyone just knows like the rhythm of the words, and so it's actually not as hard as people think. Even though there's a lot of words, it's yeah, she's very clever with how she writes it, so it's good.
Okay. Interesting. And
Yeah,
is this something you imagined as a kid, or
like
is it something you
performing in
stumbled upon
general or
in
doing.
being a singer and also as a Taylor Swift tribute band?
Yeah, well, like I've always loved music, and there's so many facets of music you can, have a career in, teaching, production, songwriting, marketing, but my favorite's always been performance. And a lot of people are very like, I don't want to do covers, or they're, all for the tribute thing. And for me, I'm not really too fussed about what I perform, whether it's originals or covers. I'm a Taylor Swift fan, so that helps, but I
Yeah.
just love the fact that I can perform and earn money doing what I have fun doing. So yeah.
Awesome. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not fun, there's no point doing it. So as long as you
Yeah,
enjoy
that's
it.
right.
And why does the world need a tribute band when the original star is alive and singing?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, always sort of ask that question, and it's a really good one. And I guess there are, people out there who would say that they're like a Taylor Swift or, any other artist, like they're an impersonator. Like, even though I dress up for it, I put the blonde wig on, my mom's helped me make all of my costumes and stuff. At truly, like, to the heart of me, I'm just a fan of hers, and
Yeah.
I don't pretend that I'm her. It's like I feel like I'm dressing up alongside with the fans.
Yeah.
And it's that communication between myself and the audience saying right off the bat, hey guys, my name's Mia. We're gonna have a little Eras, party together. We're gonna sing all your favorite songs. Does that sound okay with you? And instantly, it just diffuses the idea like I'm trying to be her.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm like the word tribute is so like overused nowadays, but I'm honestly just trying to, yeah, I guess bring more live music out there as well. That's another great thing that I guess isn't around as much as it was in like, before times like the 90s and stuff. So for this to be for kids as well as like the mums and girls in their 20s like my age, like I just think it's just a good fun thing, so yeah.
I mean, it's certainly it's a unique prospect, ticking off so many boxes. Like, the idea that, both mums and kids can go to the same show and get the same kick out of it. I haven't seen too many options like that. And especially with live music. I mean, there were bands that my mum saw when I was a kid, and then I grew up and they're still performing, and I got to see them as an adult, but not necessarily kid friendly, that my mum would take me as a kid kind of thing when I was little. Awesome. And what's been the most memorable gig you've done so far?
I guess recently, probably at South Juniors in Kingsford, we had two shows in one day, and it was probably the first show we did during the day, and it was an all ages show, and it was really great because it was packed out, and the kids were loving it. They were all dressed up, the moms were loving it, and it was just a really good time. They're all like standing up. They had this whole area where they could stand, so the kids were like right up near the stage. So it was great to be able to, sort of like sing directly to them because they're right there.
Oh, cool.
So that was probably a good one.
And who are the rowdier fans, the kids or the mums?
Rowdier fans, oh, if I'm honest, probably some like not necessarily, oh, you don't really come across these people at all age shows necessarily, but probably more like guys. It's so funny, like but it's good because I have the band with me to keep a watch out, but I'm fine. It's just funny. So, yeah.
And do the kids give you like friendship bracelets and stuff during the show?
Oh, No, they throw them to me. At first, I was like, are they trying to like aim at me? Like, is this a bad thing? No, they're just wanting me to like pick up their bracelet. So that happened a lot at that South Juniors show I just mentioned. They were like scattered all over the stage, and I had to like dodge them. I was like, okay, I gotta pick them up now.
Have you got like
It's
a
good fun.
almost like a trophy room for friendship bracelets now?
It's like a drawer. Like I've got them all in a drawer, and I've got a pretty good collection, so
Awesome. You mentioned tribute band is kind of overused. What would you prefer?
Oh, I mean, when you're marketing, you need to sort of be very blunt and straight
Yeah, of
ahead. So
course.
I completely stand by like what we've called the show. But I guess growing up, sort of, I heard a lot of older act tribute shows, but I mean, they're still there. Like, how many Elvis tribute shows have we heard of, or like Beatles tribute shows, And so this being, like you said before, a modern act, it's a female pop star, she's alive, she's at her height of her fame right now. It can seem a bit like, ooh, what's it gonna be like? But again, it's not anything impersonation wise. It's literally just me coming in as a professional singer, dressing up alongside with the fans and saying, let's have some fun and sing the songs together. So
Cool. And as a singer, do you write your own songs or music too?
Yeah, I mean, not as much as I would like. It's kind of like a bit of a news resolution for me this year. But yes, I've always done bits and pieces. I've been a part of a few original bands, as well as just solo stuff of my own. But yeah, I guess that's just something that I've always put on the side. But I realize that it's part of like nourishing like your creative
Yeah, absolutely.
person to invest your not only your time and energy or money, even just like prioritizing it as like kind of work, even if, it's not necessarily always this paid thing going on, because it's certainly not, for any original music. So I guess, yeah, I'm just that's my one of my New Year's resolutions, is to stick to it more for myself.
And have you released any of your own music?
I've done like little bits and pieces of releases before, and as well as released some music with other bands and things in the past, but I wouldn't confidently say that there's anywhere right now that I have like a solo music platform going on. But I think another great thing about singing Taylor Swift songs is it makes me really channel into the songwriting artist side of things. So I feel like very inspired singing her songs, to do it myself as well. So
Of course.
as soon as I do, I'll put it up everywhere and let people know in shows and things like that. So yeah,
Stay
that's pretty
tuned.
much yeah.
Awesome. And how do you prepare before a gig to become the, I guess, to get into the
Yeah.
mindset of Taylor Swift?
Yeah. I guess the wig helps. Because yeah, I'm very brunette. But she's been a role model of mine. Back when I wasn't even a singer as a kid. I was a piano player. Did all my grades in classical piano. So she actually sort of was an inspiration to me to start singing. And I bought, well, my mum bought for me when I was a kid, like these two concert DVDs of hers. It was the Fearless Tour and the Speak Now Tour. And I was just like glued to the TV watching how she performed, because she's a really good performer. Like, not only has she got a great show behind her going on production wise, but she really like moves her body really well, and she's not a great dancer, and that's great because I'm not a great dancer. So it's just really clever, I think, is what I'm trying to say, of how she engages her audience through her movement. And so as a kid, that's kind of how I learned how to perform, was watching videos of her. So it's almost become a part of my style. How I perform is very similar to hers anyway. So when I sort of feel like I'm sort of emulating her a little bit, it's really good fun, and it feels quite natural to me. So.
And have you taken the show internationally so far? Any plans to do so?
We haven't yet. I know. Justin, my bass player and band manager, he definitely is interested, and I'm keen as well. I mean, I think he mentioned at one point, going to LA, and I was like, I don't know about America. Are you sure? Because like that's it's pretty, but somewhere like New Zealand or something. Like, I think. I mean, I'd love to go to LA. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, like I have family in New Zealand as well, so it'd be good fun. We could do it there, but it's also next to Australia.
Whereabouts in New Zealand?
Like Wellington's a
Oh, no way.
bit cold.
I used to live in Wellington.
Oh, right, yeah, cool.
For about 6 years. Great little city. I loved it.
Windy.
But it's got Wellington has some a lot of good music, like small music venues, but a lot of great small music venues as well.
No, they love, especially like the Maoris, because I've got a Maori part of the family. They really love it. Love
It's
all
part of the
the
culture.
yeah, that's it.
Cool. Did you get to see Taylor when she was out in Australia recently?
Yes, I did. I was lucky enough to be able to go to the Eras tour. We
Yeah.
went to Melbourne and in the MCG with 96,000 people there. It's you can't explain it. Like it, when you're there, it's just like what? Like how is this
Yeah.
all people? But yeah, I'd seen her previously before for the Red Tour and the 1989 tour. So yeah, no, it was great to go to one of her concerts again, and nostalgic too, because she's essentially doing greatest hits tour, so she's doing songs that I've seen her play before when she was a few years younger,
Yeah.
or when I was younger. So it you know what I mean? It's quite yeah, it's quite a powerful experience for a fan who's sort of grown up alongside her. So
I think that's part of the attraction as well, is a lot of
definitely.
her fans have, as you say, grown up with her and been through the same things at the same age group.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, she introduced her first like tour that she did, the Fearless tour. She introduced that era by saying like come back to high school with me.
Yeah.
And it's just like a simple, silly comment, but it's so accurate because she's like 34 now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And has there been any interaction between your band and her band?
No, but I do follow a fair few of her band members on Instagram. And I feel like we would get along with them. But
Does she know
no,
you
we haven't
exist?
made no. And you know what? Like I was making a few jokes with my friends before we went to see her, and I was like, it would be funny if she saw people like who do a tribute show to her or something. She'd probably be like, what is this crap? But no, I'm a long-term fan of hers,
Yeah.
so it's all what's the word I'm looking for? Like it's all, like there's only respect there
Yeah, of course.
for her, so yeah.
And really, what better way of showing respect than mimicking and showing your love for her, in the best way possible?
No, it's good fun.
And if you were performing for Taylor, what song would you
Yeah.
sing?
Well, my favorite era is the Speak Now era, which was her third album, and I think one of my favorite songs, and it was interestingly enough, like a lot of the fans in her audiences here in Australia like loved this song as one of like the top songs. Yeah, it would probably have to be Enchanted. It's a good song. I highly recommend.
Is that one that you sing in your shows?
Yes, I do. It's a bit of a trickier song, but that's why it's so good to do. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's such a great show-stopping song, but everyone can sing along with you as well. So yeah, it's just yeah, I guess in Aussie terms you'd call it, a banger of a song.
And so the shows you're performing now, are they in relation to the Eras Tour show? Like, is it similar or is it your own set list?
Yeah, no, it's laid out very similar to her Eras tour.
Yeah.
Or I guess like we're copying the concept, because the main thing that myself as a fan, but also the guys in the band saw what was happening as well, is that a lot of people missed out on getting Eras tour tickets.
Yeah.
And so for our show to get as many sort of songs that fans would like of hers, we thought, well, let's cover all the eras. given it's a bit trickier to do it in more of like a 2 hour gap rather than a 3.5 hour gap that she has.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, we do a few songs from each era, and I reflect that with the costume changes as well, because that's always been a big part
Yeah.
of her shows, is a lot of costume changes. And so yeah, I do that in my show as well, which I think the audience seems to really respond to really well. So
Cool. And some of the gigs are all ages, some of them are adults only. If a fan attended both, how are they different?
Well, I guess the all ages
Apart from the obvious, obviously.
shows, yeah, like the all ages shows, I guess, yeah, besides, there being more kids around and no alcohol, I guess it's more of like it's definitely a lot louder because there's like kids screaming going on, and it's more I guess it's, I feel like it's a little bit more intense, just because, there's so much energy from kids,
Yeah.
whereas I guess an over 18s show, it's definitely just as enjoyable, but the energy is more, I guess, balanced between the audience and us performing. It's typically more women. It attracts more women for sure for the over 18s. But they can get very loud too once they've had a few
Yeah.
cocktails or something like that. They they can sing just as loud or even louder than the kids. So yeah, they're both pretty good, I guess, because I teach music as well. So I teach, from kids to adults. So I really respond well with the kids' excitement. I love that. It's, like there's a joy there.
Yeah.
But then I also love performing to women my age as well. And we see each other and we have a good time together. So yeah, they're
Awesome.
both different, but I love it.
Yeah. Cool. And I noticed in some of the photos you're playing guitar. Do you play piano during the show as well?
I mean, I do play piano, like that's
Yeah.
probably just as strong. Oh, like I always said it was stronger than my vocals growing up, but they've definitely evened out now. So I'd love to be able to just randomly pull out the toolkit, on a song on piano and really show pony it up. But now we haven't had the opportunity yet because
It's kind of
there's
hard.
it's tricky just with restrictions with the venues and different
Yeah.
stage layouts and so it's a lot to do for just like one or two songs, but that's definitely always an option and a possibility for the future that I'd love to do. And I know the band would as well. It's just whether it can work with the show that we have booked. So
Cool. Awesome. I'll include a link to all the tour dates and stuff so you don't need to rattle those off. I noticed they're mostly in New South Wales and Victoria. Are there any plans to take it elsewhere in Australia?
Yeah, I think so. Like we're looking at Queensland a little bit. I'm not sure about other places. I think we have a show coming up in Canberra sometime this year, but yeah, Justin, who runs Miranda Entertainment, he's such a hard worker. So he's really amazing at booking and gigs and constantly on the phone, as you said, like
Yeah.
got back to you pretty quick and things like that. So I have trust in him that, I'm sure he'll be able to get other shows elsewhere. But in terms of us as musicians getting the most work, we feel we're in the perfect spot
Yeah.
here on the Central Coast in between Sydney and Newcastle, because yeah, there's just there's probably like the best response to live music
Yeah.
here. So yeah.
Awesome. And lastly, what's it like going on the road? How be
On that
in
road, yeah.
So, I mean, you've got, for example, 20 plus concert dates coming up over the next few months. And are you, for those, will you be constantly on the road? Do you get, have an opportunity to come back home? Do you have a tour bus? Things like that.
Oh yeah, no, like it's perfect, this kind of performing schedule, because we can go away for a few days and then we come back home for a week, and then you go away for like a weekend and then you come back. So it's not all back to back, like days consecutively, you know. So you have it split up, and in terms of looking after yourself on tour, honestly, it there's a few things. Like, you have to really look after yourself. Like, it's so easy to, you know, to eat crap
Yeah, of
and
course.
to not sleep, or to, you know, drink like some alcohol or something like that. And because you're performing, and that's it's a physically exerting thing. And even if you're not moving a lot, it's very draining, like, to do. So it's so important to like make sure you get enough sleep and make sure, you know, you're eating fairly healthy as much as you can, being on the road and drinking water and things like that. And it seems pretty basic, but it honestly makes sense why a lot of, you know, famous artists have like, you know, gotten
Crashed and
hooked on different
burned.
things. Oh yeah, because especially artists like with high energy, like concerts throughout the whole concert, like rock bands, and like it
Yeah.
makes sense because they need that intense energy, you know. Not that we're performing like a Guns N' Roses show or something like that, but yeah, it's just really important to really practice self-care, and things like that. So, but plus, to stick with it, and I've said this to a lot of my students as well, is that you have to really love and have fun doing it. And
Yeah.
if I didn't love it as much as I do, it's that's why a lot of people just sort of, you know, don't put in that extra 5% at the you know, like on top of pursuing music stuff, because that's how you stick with it, is because you go, nah, but this is fun.
Yeah, and remembering those moments that, bring so much joy over the hard slog to separate, yeah, it was hard for a bit, but now we're doing this and this is great and this is the fun part, so let's enjoy it.
Exactly right. And in terms of like teamwork, I remember hearing, as you know, when I was younger, like the people that you tour with, it's like, it's when you go on tour with people, like you're essentially living with them.
Yeah.
And I've seen watching other people have bust ups and things like that in bands that completely got along, it's because it brings out, it's like relationship, you know, like you move in with someone and then little things come out and you're like, what, where did that come from? So you have to really get along with your bandmates, and you have to be there for each other. I'm not saying be best friends, but we all have that mutual respect and love for each other as a team. And that's what makes it, you know, feel really secure and obviously safe and everything like that. So yes, that's another key ingredient, I think.
Make sure you're keeping a journal. I feel like there's a book in this somewhere.
It's just the things you learn while you do
Yeah.
it, you know. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Mia, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll include links in the article where they can catch you performing.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Thanks so much, Jade. It's
Thank
good fun.
you.
Awesome.